This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. You guys sat in for me last week then?
Yes, we did.
Took care of it all right?
Yep, Lamont helped me out.
Everything go fine?
Went great.
No problems?
No problems.
She's not a hassle or anything?
No.
She didn't give you a hard time?
Nope.
Difficult to work with?
No.
No?
It was wonderful.
Well, then why don't I just let her host every week?
That's up to you. She can take my spot.
Yeah. I see where you're going. No, you're going to like this week because we're going to spend considerable amount of time talking about one of the things you love the most.
Food?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of food. You know, the Iowa State Fair this week came out with their list of new foods.
Oh, yay.
I know the State Fair is still a couple of months away, but...
Doesn't help to get excited about the food for it.
We're talking about fair food here. You can try some of this stuff out on your own if you'd like beforehand. No, they said prior to the 2014 fair, 8 concessionaires submitted some tasty new value-priced items in the new fair food contest, and 5 new foods beat out the rest for the finalist slots. So fairgoers can try these $3 offerings along with countless other foods during this year's fair. And the top 5 value-priced foods from the 2014 fair contest, and you can vote on these now, one of those is called a brownie blitz.
I've heard this.
You have?
Yes.
It's a combination of cream cheese, brownie bits, whipped cream, chocolate syrup, and coconut.
Ah, the coconut. It did. You ruined it with the coconut.
It did. It got me, too. I'm not a coconut fan.
Everything else was wonderful to that final item.
Aren't too many things I don't like. Coconut, that's usually a deal breaker for me. Caprese salad on a stick. It's a mouth-watering skewer of cherry tomatoes, fresh basil, mozzarella cheese, balsamic vinaigrette, On a stick. Try it out.
Yeah.
See what it smells like first before you dive in.
It smells very fresh.
I'm betting, yeah. This one will smell good. Smoked brisket and bacon mac and cheese. That's like 3 of our favorite food groups.
Yeah, I think that's my number one try for that.
Macaroni topped with chunks of smoked brisket and applewood smoked bacon and tossed in a creamy 3-cheese sauce.
Bacon, cheese.
I'm in.
Right here.
I'm in. I'm right here.
Yep.
I got some of that. There's the 3-buck bowl. It's 2 crispy potato skins filled with fluffy scrambled eggs, fresh salsa, and shredded cheddar cheese.
That sounds good, too.
And then there are funnel cake sticks.
That's always good.
Just
I mean, funnel cake. It's
it's vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry funnel cake batter served on a stick and topped with icing. So you can try those out.
Yeah, I think I would try that out.
They do have some additional value-priced entries as well. The zombie cone.
What's the zombie cone? I don't think I got that far.
Shaved ice cones that are available in sour cherry, blueberry, grape, orange, lime, or bubblegum flavors, and they're topped with a gummy eyeball or a sour worm.
Oh. Way to spruce up a snow cone, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm not certain that a gummy eyeball ever sounds appetizing.
It will for the kids.
They'll like it, yeah. How about the red velvet flurry?
Oh, wow. I'm there. I love red velvet.
You might die from overeating this. Chunks of red velvet cake mixed with vanilla ice cream and cream cheese frosting.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Honey, can we have another wedding so I can have one of these as the wedding cake?
No kidding.
How about a jumbo toasted marshmallow on a stick?
A jumbo marshmallow, huh?
It's a homemade jumbo marshmallow in vanilla bean, caramel, chocolate, or maple bacon flavors, toasted to perfection, and served on a stick.
That sounds good. I'm not like a huge marshmallow fan, but with the stuff on there with it, I think that'd be really good.
Interesting. They have some other new foods at the Iowa State Fair this year as well. There's a Fairberry Fair Square. It doesn't give me
tell you what it's about.
Doesn't give me an explanation. Pineapple Inside Out Funnel Cake. Interesting. Chicken fried bacon.
Oh! Whoa, what? Repeat that?
Wow. Is that the Iowa State Fair or is it heaven?
That was chicken fried bacon?
Chicken fried bacon.
Oh, okay.
How could that not be good? I just went to heaven. Chocolate covered chunky bacon maple nougat on a stick.
Nougat, I like that.
Chocolate covered cookies and cream on a stick. There's Mexican grilled corn on the cob. And then here's this one, a tater dog on a stick. And they don't give me any explanations.
A tater dog on a stick. Tater dog.
I don't know how
just like a tater dog.
How is that different from a corn dog?
Just like a big wedge of don't like know. A French fry on a stick?
Yeah, I'm not sure. So those are some of the new fair foods you can try here at the Iowa State Fair this year. And, you know, you can always go online to iowastatefair.org, and you can find that list I just shared with you. But they also have everything broken down. If you go to the food section, because that's usually the first place we go when we go to their website, you can find all kinds of things. They'll list it out for you. Healthy choices, the stuff that's on a stick. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to fair. Things that are $2 or less. They'll give you the whole food directory. Because some of these things are only located at certain places. Like that Brownie Blitz is at Botter's Ice Cream on the southwest side of the Ag Building. The salad on a stick is at the salad bowl in the Ag Building. The smoked brisket, bacon, mac and cheese. Listen closely because I know you're going to want to go find this. That's at the Rib Shack in Walnut Square. The Three Buck Bowl, that's available at the Stierenstein on the concourse. And the funnel cake sticks are available at Arnold's Concession across from the Livestock Pavilion. And they list where you can find all those other things, too. I'll let you look that up on your own if you'd like, but...
I'm still drooling over that red velvet flurry.
Wow. Ooh. That's a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah.
Eating, you know, 10 days or 11 days, whatever the fair is long, not near enough to eat your way through the fair. Not even close. You know, I was looking at another article this week, too. There's a website called The Daily Meal, and it's all things food and drink. And they did a Best Burger in America. You know, during May and Beef Month, we come up with the best burger here in Iowa each year. The Cattlemen's Association works on that. But, you know, have you ever wondered, where's the best burger in America? Well, I guess that's up to your taste, too. Well, they put together a little contest, a little survey that they did. They used a panel of 50 writers, journalists, bloggers, culinary authorities from across the country and asked them to vote for their favorites, the ones that they've tried anyway around the country. Now, they decided to keep the chains out of it. So it has to only be local places.
Okay.
They can't be chains. You know, the McDonald's, Burger King's, they weren't eligible.
Right.
So don't be mad at us because your favorite burger from those places didn't show up. They were excluded. These are only local establishments. They came up with a Kuma burger as number one. It's a Kuma's Corner in Chicago. And if you take a look at the burger, it's a big sloppy mess.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing when it comes to burgers. I don't know how you like them, if you like them thin and fried or if you like them big, fat, thick, and juicy. But a lot of these are, The Kuma burger is bacon, sharp cheddar, lettuce, tomato, onion, and a fried egg. And it's a big, fat burger with drizzly cheese down the side. There's a Luger burger at a place in Brooklyn, New York. And it's actually relatively simple. It doesn't look like there's a lot there. It's a half-pound burger made from porterhouse and prime chuck, and it looks like it's just got a few of the regular things on there. Sesame seed roll it's on. It's got onion. It's got pickle. You dust it up any way you want, but it graded really high. There's the Black Label burger at the Minetta Tavern in New York, and it's got a lot of good stuff on it, too. It's prime, dry-aged beef, sourced and aged for 6 to 7 weeks, well-seasoned and cooked on a plancha with clarified butter, and they've got all kinds of other stuff on there, too, once you take a look at it. But the burger looks pretty good. They've got another one called the Father's Office Burger. It's a place called the Father's Office in Los Angeles. These tend to be bigger cities because that's where a lot of these folks are visiting, but it's got a lot of stuff on it, some things that you might not be too familiar with on a burger. It's got, it's a good-sized burger, as you would expect, but then on top of that, it's got caramelized onion, bacon, Gruyere, Maytag blue, and arugula. And it's got a different taste to it, but it's got a lot of stuff on it. There's the green chili cheeseburger, which you would expect at a place called the Santa Fe Bite in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Salt and spice,
Yeah, it's a 10-ounce house-ground boneless chuck patty, cooked to the temperature that you prefer, and then it's blanketed with green chilies under white American cheese on huge ciabatta-like buns.
Ciabatta-like?
Yeah, I don't know what that actually means, but
okay.
It's either ciabatta or it's not. There's a build-your-own burger at the Burger Bar in Las Vegas, and I guess that's, you know, just make it however you want, but they have over 50 different things as add-ons, things that you probably wouldn't normally think of, like coleslaw, black truffles, smoked gouda, jalapeno bacon, a little guacamole, or perhaps some shrimp on your burger.
Yeah.
They list all those kinds of things as things they will put on there. Then there's this one, the double cheeseburger at Holman and Finch Public House in Atlanta. that just looks like a big old sloppy cheeseburger. You see the picture there. That just flat looks good. It's a double patty burger of fresh, ground, grass-fed chuck and brisket topped with American cheese, pickles, onions, and homemade ketchup, served on a toasted house-baked bun alongside fresh-cut fries. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some other ones here, too, that are all... And the thing is, they're all a little bit different. Some of them include different sauces, different ingredients. Some of them are double burgers. Some of them are served on a ciabatta bun or ciabatta-like bun. Some of them are served on, sesame rolls, regular old hamburger buns. Some of them are served on, like, a Texas toast-style thing.
I like those.
Yeah, all kinds of different things. Now, what's my point? Look outside. It's grilling season.
It is.
Go have some fun. Do something out of the norm. Mm-hmm. Make a burger and make it your own.
Yeah.
Just have some fun with it, right? Because that's what we want to do this time of the year. Be outside with family and friends. And how do you get outside with family and friends more often than with a nice cold beverage out on the deck or the patio, standing around the grill, just enjoying a nice night with family and friends?
Yeah.
It's just a good way to be, isn't it?
It is.
Hope you get a chance to do that. Now, if you can't go out and make your own burgers, you go make somebody else make one for you, right? You got a few of those places.
Yes. Let's see here. The Exira Mason's annual Flag Day breakfast is on Sunday, June 22nd, and they'll be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast. It's all you can eat for a free will donation. And then that is sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge, number 342 of Exira. The Grand Park Opry, they're going to have live music on Sunday, June 22nd. That starts at 6 p.m. And Rockin' Country and guests will be performing. So it'll be great live music by local artists. Admission is just $6, and that goes to support and maintain and improving the Opry stage. They do have some upcoming events that'll be held on July 13th and 26th, also on August 17th and September 1st, which is Labor Day. And they have a concession stand that will be open. They'll have hot dogs and Polish sausages, chips, desserts, ice cream floats, and beverages. And those sales from that benefit the Grant Community Preservationists. And attendees should bring your own lawn chairs, and they will have a porta potty on site. So it's the Grand Park Opry on June 22nd, and that starts at 6 p.m. First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, their Vacation Bible School starts June 22nd through the 26th. That is from 5:15 to 8:15, just $5 per child, or they do have scholarships available. And you can give them a call at 243-3156 if you have any questions or you'd like some more information. The theme this year is Workshop of Wonders, where kids will discover how to imagine and build with God. They'll have interactive Bible storytelling, crafts, science, recreation, music, and daily Bible lessons. Red Cross Blood Drive is coming up on Monday, June 23rd. It's in Atlantic from noon to 4 at Molly. The CCMH Auxiliary General Meeting is on June 24th. That's at noon, and that will be held at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, so all auxiliary members are urged to attend. The meal cost is $6, and if you'd like more information or to make your reservation, you can call Barb Wollenhaupt at 243-6290. Again, that's the CCMH Auxiliary General Meeting on June 24th at noon at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. West Central Iowa communities are invited to participate in a process to repopulate rural areas this summer in a community development activity called Community Builders. The kickoff meeting will explain what will happen during the fun, entertaining, and engaging process. That's on June 24th at 7 p.m. at the Warren Timmerman Shelter House in the Manning City Park on Highway 141. So that's the West Central Iowa communities. They're going to have a meeting, explain some things they're going to be doing. And that's on June 24th at 7 p.m. and at the Warren Timmerman Shelter House in the Manning City Park on Highway 141. Over in Audubon, Music in the Park, it's every Thursday at 7 p.m. in June, and it's held at the John James Audubon City Park, and that's on the stage. So on their June 26th performance, it'll be Von Kettleson playing your favorite songs from the 60s and 70s, and it is free. And it's sponsored by the Audubon Public Library. It's Music in the Park every Thursday at 7 p.m. in June at the John James Audubon City Park on the stage. Cass County Genealogical Society will meet on June 26th at 1 in the meeting room at the Atlantic Library. And the program will be on Ellis Island, and many of our ancestors arrived through Ellis Island, and it is open to the public. Audubon County Fair Figure Eight races. That's on June 27th. Registration's at 5, and then the races start at 7:30. General admission is $5, and kids 12 and under are free, and they do have food and drinks available at the grandstand. The race dates are also on July 11th, July 20th, and August 1st is the final race. Case of rain on that one is August 3rd, and they'll have fireworks after the race on August 1st. Bethany Lutheran Church Annual Hog Roast is coming up. It's on June 29th at 5. And the Bethany Lutheran Church is located 1 mile east and 1.5 miles north of Kimbleton. And the hog roast begins at 5. And they'll have bizarre items auction to follow. And they'll also have some homemade ice cream being served. It's the Bethany Lutheran Church Annual Hog Roast on June 29th at 5 p.m. Messina Fire Department Foundation's annual street dance is coming up in July. It's on July 3rd, and 3D in Your Face will be performing. Gates open up at 6 p.m., and the band plays from 8 p.m. to midnight. And tickets are $7 in advance and $10 at the gate. And they'll also have the CAM FFA providing food, so they do ask for no coolers. Messina Fire Department Foundation annual street dance, July 3rd, and gates open at 6, and band plays from 8 p.m. to midnight. Some more Red Cross blood drives that are coming up in July. In Atlantic, it's on July 10th from noon to 6 at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. In Exira, on July 14th from noon to 6 at the Exira Recreational Center. And in Elkhorn, on July 15th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Also going on in Elkhorn around that time is the Elkhorn and Kimbleton's their annual community-wide garage sales. It starts Friday, July 18th and Saturday, July 19th, and they'll have maps available at the Danish Windmill, the Egg Crate, and the Elkhorn Country Store. In Lewis, it's a Lewis Day Parade on June 28th at 11 a.m. and lineups at 10 a.m. at the Lewis Elementary School on the grass south of the building. If you plan on lining up, you can RSVP to Deb Wheely Baker at 249-1248. And I think, Jim, you have some more stuff on the Lewis Day celebration.
A few more things, yeah. They'll have plenty of things going on Saturday, June 28th with the Sunrise Race at 9 a.m., although sunrise is a lot earlier than that these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Face painting at 10 o'clock till noon. There'll be a parade at 11 o'clock. And then after the parade, the Kitty Parade and the Lewis Volunteer Fireman's Lunch will be held at the fire station for the free will offering. They'll have the pedal pull and show and shine car show at 12:30, a horseshoe tournament, pony rides and train rides at 1 o'clock as well, a seed spitting contest at 1:30. Got to get rid of them somehow.
Yeah.
There's a dunk tank, kids' water fights, a cake walk at 2 o'clock, a pie-eating contest at 3 o'clock. At 5:30, the Lewis Day Celebration Committee Supper at the community building for the free will offering. They probably should have scheduled the pie-eating contest after that.
Yeah. Hose you off.
Yeah, that's about right. And, of course, then at dark, they'll have the fireworks at the school with free popcorn, too.
Oh,
so
cool.
Make sure you stop on by. It's the Lewis Day Celebration, Saturday, June 28th at the Market Square Park. That's the downtown park at Lewis. They always have good crowds there for anything that they do in that area. So
yeah.
Go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff there. You have more? No? You got it all covered? I was just glancing through while you were visiting there about some of the other things that they have here, too, on the Daily Meal website, some of these best burgers. And, you know, the ones we were talking about were kind of like in New York and Los Angeles and places like that. I see there are some that are places like St. Louis and Kansas City, too. So
get a little closer that we can travel to.
Well, I mean, seriously, if you're talking about the best burgers around...
Yeah. If it's worth the drive, then...
Do you honestly think they only make burgers in New York and Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And are they really that good?
I'll find out.
I'm guessing the belly fillers, the best ones, are right here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Just a guess.
Well,
just a guess.
On. Midwest, with farms and the beef.
Well, yeah, we're the ones that produce
provide
the beef.
It to
yeah,
we, New we York. Should, I mean, come on.
We should know a little better how to serve it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So you don't have to look too far and wide to find good stuff. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back after you listen to this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right. Some more business to take care of here, too. I kind of skipped over a few things that we have left to tell you about. This Sunday, June 22nd, the members of the Atlantic chapter of Operation Barnabas, that's a nationwide network of care to our country's military and their families, will be sponsoring a picnic at Adair's Melvin Park. That's the city park in Adair. This Sunday evening, June 22nd, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Shelter House. Now, all active personnel, as well as those retired or who have served their enlistment time in any of the branches, are encouraged to attend with food and beverages furnished. It's just the chapter's way of showing gratitude to service personnel and also to acquaint everyone with the work that's being done by Operation Barnabas. So they hope folks stop on by. That's this Sunday, June 22nd, at the Adair City Park from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Shelter House. Also coming up not too far down the road, the Adair Lions Club will be helping to sponsor the Adair County Historical Society's Steady as a Rock Heritage Tractor Ride. That's Saturday, June 28th. It'll include a noon meal. It'll be at the Adair City Park, fresh grilled burgers and brats. Didn't we just talk about that?
Yeah.
Perfect. The lunch proceeds will go to the Adair Lions Club. Now, breakfast will be at 8 a.m. at the Adair County Heritage Center in Greenfield. They'll leave at 9 a.m. They'll have a morning break at the Freedom Rock with a drive through Rosserdale and a roadside tour of the Schulberg's Quarry. And then they'll have lunch at the Adair City Park, the Adair Lions Snack Shack, and then afternoon stop will be Slayton's Rock. So they'll have plenty of things to do. Registration is $10 per tractor, and that does include breakfast. So join in the Adair sets, Steady as a Rock Heritage Tractor Ride. Sounds like they should have a nice, relaxing day.
Yeah.
Also, if you haven't got yourself signed up yet, the Soldiers' Reunion at Griswold's not too far down the road. That'll be a little bit later on this summer, but they're looking for junior and senior girls to be a part of the Soldiers' Reunion Queen Pageant, which is Friday, July 11th at the City Park. They have cash prizes for the winners, and applications are available at Petals and Pages in Griswold. But the application deadline is actually, it's here. So get after that real, real quick and see if you can get in on that. The American Legion Post number 508 sponsoring that each and every year. Speaking of deadlines coming up very quick, the Cass County Extension Service, along with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, are teaming up again for another STEM event. That STEM means science, technology, engineering, and math, and that's coming up this week. It'll be coming up on Thursday, June 26th. And that'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., held at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. So if your youngster in 3rd through 8th grades would like to be a part of that, then you need to get the registrations in by the end of the day on Tuesday, June 24th. Now, you can get those registration forms at the YMCA, at the Extension office, or at the Extension website. They already have enough to do it, but they do have a maximum number they can take. So you might want to get after that here real quick if you can. It's a hands-on learning opportunity. They're going to get a chance to design and build some things, meet some new friends perhaps. They're going to have all kinds of fun. For example, they're going to build a robot out of a box of junk.
Jeez.
They're going to design a pinball game, and they'll have some environmental science activities and things there as well. It's a free event. There's no charge for that event. So it's free. Lunch, snacks, and all the resources are provided. So it's a good opportunity for kids. Again, that's coming up on the 26th, but the 24th is the deadline to get your youngster registered. So do that soon.
Yeah.
Do that soon. What do you have for birthdays for us this week? Anything?
I just have one birthday over at the Exira Care Center. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Irma Larson, celebrating her birthday on June 23rd. So happy birthday to Irma Larson. And that's it. That's all I have.
I do have one anniversary to share with you here this week as well. Lou and Betty Buckner are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary this weekend. And they're going to be a family celebration this Sunday, June 22nd, from 1 to 4 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Now, they did ask for RSVPs and things. No gifts, but they'd like to see friends and what have you there. So congratulations to Lou and Betty Buckner on their 60th wedding anniversary celebration.
Wow,
that's exciting.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a birth. We'd like to congratulate Ashley and Joe Hartle of Audubon on their birth of their baby girl. She was born on Monday, June 16th. And they named her Kelly, and she was 8 pounds, 7 ounces, and 21 inches long, and she joins three sisters at home. And grandparents are Randy and Penny LaFoy and Rob Hartle. So congratulations to Ashley and Joe Hartle of Audubon on the birth of their baby girl on June 16th.
Very good. Yes. Exciting time there. I did have one other thing I kind of wanted to share. I was looking at an article here from RepairClinic.com online. You see the bills come every month, right?
Yes.
I know. You shake your head and get out the checkbook.
Yep.
Don't you wish you could save money on your bills? Well, there's always
doesn't?
A way to save money on different types of bills. And here's some money-saving things you can do in the summertime for homeowners to save you. And these are simple things that you sometimes just don't think much about. But one of those is to clean out the lint from the inside of the dryer and throughout the venting system. And most of us pull the little lint screen out of there and clean that out each time that we do a load. But the entire dryer venting system should be cleaned out from the inside of the dryer all the way to the outside vent cap at least once a year. They say it's critical for proper airflow and operation. Heat and lint buildup within the dryer venting is, of course, a dangerous situation, leading to thousands of fires every year. So you can get a long vent cleaning brush to make it a little bit easier to do it yourself, too.
Hmm.
And it'll make it run more efficiently
also.
Complete refrigerator maintenance. Oh, boy, that just doesn't sound like fun at all. How many times have we opened up the fridge and thought, boy, I should clean that out? But no, it's more than that. Replace any worn refrigerator gaskets or the, you know, that rubber door seal around there. I mean, that's really the only thing that stops the heat from getting in. Gently brush off and vacuum dust and dirt from the refrigerator condenser coils as well. Those are things you can do to make it run more efficiently. Number three would be to tune up your lawnmowers and other outdoor power equipment engines. Do you know how much it costs to, with the price of gas these days, to mow your lawn?
Mm-mm.
A lot.
Yeah.
If you can make it run a little bit more efficiently, just like your car.
It doesn't hurt,
You know, how many miles per gallon or mows per gallon do you get out of your lawnmower? Also, clear leaves and other debris from central air condensing units. You got the central air conditioning unit out there. Does it have free airflow around it, or is there a bunch of junk stuck up against it? Turn the power off before you do any maintenance there, but you can make it run much more efficiently and save yourself some money. Also, adjust the temperature setting on the water heaters. You know, a lot of homeowners don't pay much attention to the water heater temperature setting that was set by the installer, but it might be set at a temperature either too warm or too cool for your needs. And also, most water heaters have a vacation setting for use when homeowners are away from their homes for an extended period, and that can save you some money directly. Also, use expanding foam with UV protection to seal off holes around home exteriors. Wires and whatever else, things get in and out. Make sure those are sealed. Otherwise, heat and cold get in and out, too. Check the venting registers and remove any rugs, drapes, or furniture that might restrict any airflow.
I just saw something my son did not too long ago.
I saw that. He likes to use it as a deposit box.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what I pulled out of the vent.
Where'd his toys go? They're in the vent system.
Jeez.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Replace the furnace or air handler filter. You know, filters are the easiest things in the world, but they're the easiest things to forget.
Yeah.
You know, a furnace or air handler filter needs to be changed at least every 3 months, sometimes every month. But homes located in dusty areas might need to do that more frequently. Clean air filters are critical to home air quality, and a dirty filter causes a furnace's fan and motor to work harder. And then that, what's that do? That costs you money.
Yeah.
A dirty air filter restricts the airflow, eventually leading to component failure and expensive repairs. So save yourself a headache and some cash. And last but not least, pay attention to appliances and equipment for any changes in performance or appearance. Take action at the first signs of those problems. Many major repairs can be avoided when changes in performance are noticed early on. Like, for example, a dryer takes longer to dry clothing. You know, if you notice that, do something about it. Steps taken to troubleshoot, repairs completed early, usually are considerably less expensive than repairs done later. Not only that, but you're wasting money in energy costs during all that time as well. So, you know, the air conditioner has been running a lot with this hot, humid weather we've had here lately. So if you can save yourself a couple of bucks somewhere in your energy costs, who wouldn't want to do that?
Well, yeah.
Very good. Well, we hope you're having a great weekend, and we want to thank you for spending a little of it here with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.